Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical beginner jungle and drum and bass trick, syncopated sub placement against an amen break, inside Ableton Live. Because here's the problem. The amen is already packed with little accents, ghost notes, and micro timing. If your sub just goes boom 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 on the downbeats, it can feel flat, or worse, it can fight the break and make the low end cloudy. So the goal of this lesson is to make your sub feel like it's talking to the amen, not interrupting it, responding to it. We're going to build a simple 8-bar loop, where the amen is doing its thing, and the sub lands in the gaps, leans into accents, and stays out of the way of the snare transients. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. That's a nice jungle and DNB learning zone. Set your loop length to 8 bars. 8 bars is long enough to hear phrasing, but short enough that you can iterate quickly without getting lost. Set your grid to 1/16 for most of your edits. And keep in mind, if you need tiny nudges later, we'll go finer or even nudge by milliseconds. Now let's load the amen. Drag an amen break audio file onto a new MIDI track. Ableton will load it into Simpler. In Simpler, switch to slice mode and set slicing to transients. That way, it finds each hit and gives you a playable kit across the MIDI keyboard. Set playback to trigger. Trigger is great for sequencing because each MIDI note fires a slice cleanly. Then check the clip warp settings. Make sure warp is on. Use beats mode, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 so it stays punchy. Quick reality check before we go further. In a typical amen, the main snare should land around beats 2 and 4. If that's not happening, your warping or start point might be off, so fix that now. Everything we do with the sub depends on the drums feeling correct. Next, we'll build a basic amen groove. Don't overcomplicate it. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip triggering slices. Start with a kick slice on beat 1, a snare slice on beats 2 and 4, then sprinkle a couple ghost hits on 16th note positions. Think little flicks that make it feel alive, not a wall of hits. Once you have something that resembles an amen groove, duplicate it out to 8 bars. Then make tiny variations every 2 bars. One extra ghost note here, one missing hit there. Jungle authenticity comes from small human feeling differences, not huge reprogramming. If you want a quick win, open the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, but apply it lightly, like 20 to 40%. Remember, the amen already has swing baked in. If you overswing it, it can turn into a drunken mess. Cool, drums are rolling. Now we build the sub. Create a new MIDI track called sub bass. Drop an operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Start the level around minus 12 dB so you've got headroom. Now the envelope. Set the amp attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This envelope matters more than people think. It gives you no defined sub that stops when it needs to stop. In jungle, you don't want the sub to smear across everything, especially when the amen is busy. Optional but very recommended. Add saturator after operator. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. This doesn't mean make it distorted. It means add a little harmonic information, so you can actually perceive the bass line on smaller speakers. Now, before we write any MIDI, we do the most important mental step, finding the don't fight the amen zones. The snare hits are sacred. Usually beats 2 and 4. If your sub note is long and overlaps the snare transient, the snare loses punch and your whole groove feels weaker. So here's a beginner rule that will keep you safe. Keep sub notes shorter when the amen is busy, and deliberately let the low end breathe around snare transients. A really good coach trick here, loop 1 bar, mute the sub, and literally tap on your desk where you feel the low end should answer the break. Most of those taps will land after accents, not on top of them. Then you program your taps. That's the whole concept. Alright, let's program the syncopated subline. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. For now, we'll start with a 1-bar template and then scale it up. Pick a root note. I'll use F1 as an example because it's a good sub register. You can use any key you want. The rhythm is the lesson. Here's a simple rolling answer pattern. Leave space right on the first downbeat. So at 1.1.1. No note. That's a big one. You're letting the drum transient speak. Then play short notes on the offbeats. At 1.1.3, the end of beat 1, put F1 short. At 1.2.3, the end of beat 2, put F1 short. At 1.3.1, put F1 again, but make it slightly longer. This can be an anchor. At 1.4.3, another short F1. And when I say short, I mean in the range of a 16th note up to maybe an 8th note. Medium could be like an 8th up to 3/16. Keep your releases controlled so notes don't overlap in a messy way. Now add one push note for energy. This is the trick that gives you that pull into the snare feeling. Add a short note just before the snare, but don't mask it. For example, place a short note at 1.1.4, Thev beat 1, or at 1.3.4. Think of it like you're tossing the listener forward into the next hit. It's small, but it creates motion. Now duplicate this bar out across the 8 bars. And we're going to create 8 phrasing so it doesn't sound like a 1-bar loop. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it simple, basically your template. Bars 3 and 4. Add one extra syncopated hit somewhere, maybe another offbeat answer. Bars 5 and 6. Add a tiny pitch movement. And I mean tiny. For example, F1 to G1, or an F minor, maybe touch ab or eb briefly. The root should still dominate. Bars 7 and 8. Drop one hit for tension. Let the groove miss something the ear expects. Then when it loops, it feels like a lift. This is also where negative space becomes a deliberate pattern. You can even commit to a rule for the whole 8 bars, like no sub on the first 8th note of the bar, or no sub during snare windows. Constraints make you write grooves that actually breathe. Speaking of snare windows, here's a really usable target. Try to make your sub notes end about 20 to 60 milliseconds before the snare, or start 20 to 80 milliseconds after the snare. You don't have to measure it perfectly, but listen for it. When the snare suddenly sounds clearer, you nailed it. Next, we lock the low end down with sidechain. On the sub track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose the amen track as the input, or the drum group if you have one. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so a tiny bit of the sub transient can sneak through. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds depending on tempo and feel. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the drum hits. This is not just about loudness. It's about groove clarity. Sidechain creates that breathing relationship where the drums lead and the sub follows. One more pro workflow note. If the amen is super busy and the sidechain pump feels chaotic, you can sidechain from a simpler trigger instead, like a muted kick pattern. That gives you consistent ducking while still letting the amen be complex on top. Now we carve space and manage mono. Add EQ 8 on the sub, if you need it. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it's muddy with the break, do a tiny dip around 120 to 200 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. But only if you actually hear a problem. Don't scoop your bass out of existence. Then add utility. Keep the sub mono. You can set width to 0% for the sub track, or at least make sure you're not doing anything that spreads the low frequencies. Stereo sub is one of the fastest ways to make a track collapse in clubs or in mono. Now, the fun part. Micro timing. This is where a pattern goes from correct to alive. Listen closely to the amen. Some ghost notes rush, some drag. Try nudging a couple sub notes slightly earlier, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, to create urgency. Or nudge them slightly later, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds, for a heavier laid-back roll. In Ableton, you can turn off the grid temporarily and just drag the note start a hair. Keep it subtle. If you can obviously hear the note is late, you went too far. We're aiming for feel, not slop. Two more quick musical coaching tips before we arrange. First, velocity. On a sine sub, velocity might not change the sound much unless you've mapped it, but it still helps your brain hear the rhythm. Make your answer notes a bit softer, and your anchor notes a bit louder. It's like you're shaping a sentence. Second, phase and consistency. If the sub randomly feels smaller on certain hits, keep it simple. Legato off, consistent note lengths, and avoid weird overlaps. Make the sub repeatably solid first. Fancy slides come later. All right. Quick arrangement so this feels like a real section and not just a loop. Make a 32-bar sketch. Start with drums only for 8 bars, just the amen and baby hats. Then bring the sub in around bar 9 with the simpler version. Around bar 17, add your extra syncopated hits and your small pitch variation. Near bar 25, do a classic energy move. Drop the drums for 1 bar, or do a half-bar stop, and let a little amen fill hit alone. Then slam everything back in. That contrast makes your bassline feel bigger without adding more notes. Before we wrap up, let's hit the common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. If your sub notes are too long, they'll overlap the snares and kill punch. Shorten them. If your sub always follows the kick, it'll feel predictable. Make it answer the break. If you change pitch too much in the sub-register, you lose foundation. Keep it mostly root. If you skip sidechain entirely, the low end can mask the amen and the groove gets cloudy. If your sub is stereo, it can phase out. Keep it mono. And if you overswing everything, it can get messy because the amen already swings. Now, a quick 15-minute practice drill you can do right after this lesson. Make a 2-bar amen loop, then write 3 different 2-bar sub-patterns. Pattern A, mostly offbeats, lots of end placements. Pattern B, includes one note just before the snare on bar 2. Pattern C, removes the first downbeat completely, starts after beat 1. For each pattern, keep notes short, sidechain it for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, and a slash B them quickly. Pick the one that makes the MN feel bigger without sounding busier. And if you want to level it up after you've got the basics, try this idea. Make bar 1 a question and bar 2 an answer. Fewer notes in bar 1, one extra pickup in bar 2. That alone makes the loop feel arranged. Recap to lock it in. The amen is already syncopated, so your sub should respond, not dominate. Offbeat placement, short note lengths, and tiny timing nudges create roll. Sidechain, mono management, and gentle saturation give you clean, loud, club-safe low end. And think in phrases, like 8 bars, not just 1-bar loops. If you tell me your tempo, your key, and whether you're going for old-school jungle or modern rollers, I can suggest a few exact MIDI patterns that will lock with your specific amen.